Good morning, everybody, and thank you for tuning in for another devotion this morning. I figured I haven't done a teaching devotion for a while, so I want to look at the issue of speaking in tongues today. Now, this is a very, very broad topic to cover, so I'm not going to look at the whole thing. We have to look at Acts for that. We have to look at Paul's letters. I just want to look at the, when I talk about speaking in tongues, the act of people babbling all sorts in church during music time, when somebody is getting very sort of souped up, a spiritual frenzy kind of vibe. And I'm sure some of us come from very sort of reformed churches where that didn't happen at all, and some of us come from more Pentecostal churches where that happens all the time, and even to the extent of people rolling around on the floor and that. So I just want to look at the frenzy part of speaking in tongues. And I want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and I'm going to read from verse 26 to 28. And this is Paul writing. What then, brothers, when you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. If any speak in a tongue, let there only be two or at most three, and each in turn, and let someone interpret. But if there is no one to interpret, let each of them keep silent in church and speak to himself and to God. So this falls under the heading of orderly worship, and Paul is giving instructions here for speaking in tongues. So I don't deny that it is a gift of the Holy Spirit, and I don't deny that it is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers. But as Paul says here, it's for the specific purpose of building up the church. Speaking in tongues, using any spiritual gift for that matter, is to be done in order to build up the church, in order to give glory to God's work in that place. Then I want to skip again now to still in chapter 14, we're looking at verse 33. For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. Chapter 14, Paul deals with the whole issue there. You can go read it. But I just want to conclude or sum up what he's saying. I believe tongues, like I said, is definitely a gift of the Holy Spirit, and we shouldn't forbid it being done in church. We shouldn't think that it's a bad thing. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. But it needs to be done in an orderly manner. As Paul says, God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. And Paul also says, don't let two, make it two or three, at most three. And let there be an interpreter. That's the important bit for me. So it needs to be done to build up the church. It's not to be done in confusion, but for the very specific purpose of building up the church. Paul says earlier, if you are speaking in tongues or have a tongue, but there's nobody to interpret, sit quietly in church and keep that between you and God. Perfect. But if there's an interpreter and it needs to be interpreted, let it be interpreted. Let it build up the church, but do it in an orderly fashion. So to conclude, I don't think that the frenzy we sometimes see in, you know, often very sort of spiritual, hyped up churches, if there's nobody to interpret those tongues, we are just creating confusion, and we're creating a difficult situation where people maybe are have something to say in their spirits to God. But let that be kept between that person and the Lord. That stuff shouldn't be said in church if there's nobody to interpret it. Paul says somewhere here as well, if I pray, this is now still in chapter 14 from verse 14. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. He also says tongues are for believers. Speaking in tongues is for believers. Prophecy is for unbelievers. So if you go into a church and everyone's talking in tongues and you're an unbeliever, what good is that to you? When I talk in a tongue, my spirit is saying something, but my mind is not fruitful. And this is the whole crux of the matter. Speaking in tongues is not a bad thing, like I said, but is it being done to build up the church? Is it being done to with somebody who can interpret it? And is it being done in an orderly fashion? If not, then keep that between yourself and God. Then you shouldn't speak in church. You should be silent and keep that between you and God. this issue of speaking in tongues, like I said, is a very big and broad issue. And I've only just spoken about a little bit of it. So I encourage you, go read Corinthians 14. Develop opinions of yourself. See what Paul is saying. Go read Acts and see. Tongues were often used as a demonstration of the Holy Spirit being in a believer's life. Now, the Pentecostal denominations will tell you that you need to speak in tongues to demonstrate that you have received the Holy Spirit. And I disagree with that because of Paul's letter here. If you're speaking in tongues, fantastic. Keep that between yourself and God. If you need to say it in church, it needs to be done in an orderly fashion. There needs to be an interpreter. And it needs to mean something. It needs to build up the church. It can't just be a random babble. It needs to mean something, basically, if it has to be said in church. So I hope that makes sense. If you don't agree with me, perfect. Go read it. Come up with your own conclusions and have an opinion about it. But I don't think this is as an important thing as, say, a doctrine of salvation and stuff. But it is something that maybe we do need to keep in mind. And maybe something that helps us to remember that God is a God of order, not of chaos. And God is specific. He works in specifics and in order. He's not just a God of randomness and babble. And I think that is our devotional message that we can take from this today, that God is a God of order and specifics. He's not a God of random things and babble. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word to us this morning. Thank you for giving us the gift of your Holy Spirit and all the spiritual gifts that come along with it. Thank you that speaking in tongues was used to glorify your church in the day. We see all the examples in Acts. We see how the apostles laid hands on people. They received the Holy Spirit. They spoke in tongues. And Father, thank you that the gifts, I believe, those gifts are still here today, the gifts of the Spirit, that we all have gifts. So Father, I pray that this issue of tongues, wherever we stand on it today, that it won't be one to divide the church, but that we will pursue the truth in love, in harmony, and ultimately in your light, in your love, in wanting to build up the church, that will be our heart's desire, to build the church, not to edify ourselves, not to give glory unto ourselves, not to say, oh look, I'm holy and spiritual because I speak in tongues. Father, where that has entered into our lives, I pray that you'll remove it, that you'll take away those feelings of self-importance, and that our hearts will just be saturated with a desire to build your church, wherever we are, whether it's in a building, whether it's in at our work, in our families, that whatever we do will be done out of your love and with the purpose of building your church and your kingdom. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.